He's our voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And here I thought, Dr. Brown, you'd be having a calm little ease into Christmas weekend. But this might be one of your busier segments this year.
It is indeed. And yeah, I know. We knew this was kind of coming, right? Because we knew after Thanksgiving, after everybody sort of gathers together, they start bringing their viruses together. And then we get a virus. And then when a bunch of viruses get together, they like to mutate.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's not just the families having a reunion.
Not just the families that mutate.
Good grief. But, you know, I have to say, though, Dr. Brown, usually when you get together with family, no one's procreating right there on the scene. I mean, that's the only thing I will say wish viruses would just, you know, kind of mimic us and just show up, have their thing, and then we show up again next year. I mean, good grief. People
exactly.
are bugging out, no pun intended, about this new variant, because I'm hearing that it's very, yeah. very contagious. What do you know
right.
about this?
So this is actually a really tricky one, because the time frame is tricky. So let's look at regular viruses in this season. So there's certain time frames in my world as an infectious disease doctor that you look at and you say, okay, these are the times that you're going to see an increased amount of viral activity, viral upper respiratory tract infections, which includes COVID. Those times are going to be, you're going to see that probably start around September, but usually October. That's going to be our first kick, and that's really sort of after school starts, and then you can see that all of a sudden the kids get it, and then their parents get it, and their grandparents get it.
Trickle-down effect, so
that,
sure.
Exactly.
Gotta love it.
Little Reagan economics there. and then as we go down, you look at the next big one, at least, again, in my world, is going to be Thanksgiving.
Sure.
A bunch of people together,
traveling.
You know, socializing,
yep.
traveling, drinking, all those can, you know, mess with the immune system a little bit. And then all of a sudden now they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the traveling, right, people being close to each other. So we would expect to see, and it's interesting because we usually expect to see two and a half, three weeks after that, we usually see an uptick of just viruses in general.
So we're sort of in line with
like
that.
That's the problem. So the question is this new variant, the JN1 variant, is this actually more infectious, or are we just at the right time for a coronavirus, which this is a coronavirus, for coronavirus to be more there? And the CDC doesn't know. I mean, we have to watch it and see. There's this variant's been around in the States probably since September, which kind of fits into this, you know, the trickle-down effect of viruses during the season. So the question is it truly more virulent, or is it just, you know, it just happens that we are going to be spreading it more because we are closer together? So that's sort of where we are. So it's a little tricky to say, but what's really important, I think, for the listeners is that we are not finding that this is any more aggressive than previous.
It's
so
just more contagious. It's easier to catch.
It could be more contagious.
Okay.
It may not be more contagious. We just have more people who are gathering together.
Yeah.
It's colder now. You know, all those features, Melissa, that you have to take into effect, that there's a lot of environmental factors that are occurring at the same time.
It's true. And you know what? I will say, Dr. Brown, we've been talking about it in our news all day, that we are at the second highest level of travel since 2019.
Right.
So we were still seeing right. people not travel in 2021, even 2022. This is the first year. I mean, air travel is the highest on record since 2000 when they started doing this. AAA started even looking at this. So higher than even pre-pandemic levels
sure.
this year. So we are seeing more gatherings. We are seeing more travel. So there's certainly more of that potential to spread this virus. Okay, here's my question for you, because I'm sure you've been getting this. I don't know if you have personally, but let me know. I've had a lot of people reach out and say, Melissa, got that vaccine, and I still got COVID. I got the vaccine. I did what I was supposed to do, and I still got COVID.
Right.
So there you go. I'm gonna let you handle that one, because I'm not.
One.
Yeah, I'm not gonna handle it. I'm gonna let you. Do
so
that.
I will say, there's a couple answers to that one. Is that we've established, and I think you and I have talked about this for a while, is that we've established that vaccines, most vaccines, not all vaccines, some vaccines, absolutely, you get the vaccine and you don't get it. Some things like varicella, which is chickenpox, you know, you get the, that's 95% effective, and you don't get the chickenpox when you've actually had the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about a respiratory virus like this, and respiratory viruses have a tendency to mutate and change, the problem is that the likelihood that you're going to prevent it from getting it, so zero infection, is just not possible. It doesn't really happen.
Okay.
What's happened is the right thing, and the right thing is that you're still going to get viral infections. You're still going to get an upper respiratory tract infection. It's just going to be more mild.
Well,
than
the
you
shot
would
keeps you out of the hospital. That was the big
thing. It keeps you from dying.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I mean that's the whole vaccine thing. Because remember, when we first came out with a vaccine, people were dying from COVID.
Right.
Now, I mean, unless there's special circumstances with someone who has comorbidities,
underlying
that's not
health
the
conditions.
Case.
Yeah.
People get it, and it's, you know, a lot of times it's the COVID cold, or it's, you know, or people, and listen, I'm not saying that people won't get sick, because people can still get really sick from it.
Sure.
But the percentage of people who get really sick is a lot lower. It's more likely that you're going to get it and be just fine.
Well, and we're not talking about people on respirators. You know, we're not living in 2020. That's
right.
Yeah.
We're not talking about we're running out of ventilators because everybody's on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. We're seeing this more like the flu. And in some cases, it's more mild than the flu. Sometimes it's a little bit more aggressive than the flu.
Right.
But in general, it's like the flu. And just like the flu shot, I got to make the plug for the flu shot. Just like the flu shot, it doesn't prevent you from getting the flu. It prevents you from dying from the flu, at least to be completely, you know, blunt.
Right.
That's really the important aspect. So yes, getting the vaccine is important, and it will prevent you. And interesting enough, we bring this up every once in a while. It also helps with herd immunity. So not only does it prevent you from getting a bad case of the flu, it limits the time that you have getting the flu or COVID, depending on which vaccine you get. It prevents you from getting a bad case. It also prevents you from spreading it to other people.
We have Dr. Fred Brown here of Griffin Hospital. He is an infectious disease expert for the morning show. And what I love about Dr. Brown is that he's been with our show since the very beginning. We started interviewing with him actually in late 2019, early 2020. Had nothing to do with COVID because it hadn't come on the scene yet. And he's been with us every week for the past 3+ years. And people have grown to really trust you, Dr. Brown. I think you make a lot of sense. You're very logical. And so we have one of our listeners. And I want to thank Doug, first of all, Doug from Milford, who's a longtime ICC listener. He reached out with an article and he said, I don't know if I should believe this. Ask Dr. Brown about it. So I did. So I looked into this article. It's, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's the Epoch Times, EPOCH. And I did a quick Wikipedia search because I read this article. It's pretty, there's some pretty daunting things that's in it. And before you go and read it and get yourself all crazy about it, according to Wikipedia, the Epoch Times is a far-right international multi-language newspaper and media company affiliated with a new religious movement. It is based in New York City, but it's part of a media group. And again, one of the things that I really am not a fan of, and we don't do that here on WICC, is I don't like when news sources are trying to convince you to believe something. They're not giving you the straight facts. They are doing their job to sway you a certain direction. With that being said, this article, Dr. Brown, highlights something very alarming, which was looking at some kind of study in another country about how people who get the fourth dose of the vaccine have an increased risk of COVID deaths and hospitalizations. I wanted to ask you if you could just sort of dumb this down for us. Is there any truth behind this, because people are worried if the current vaccine is even going to work against this new variant? What can you tell us?
Absolutely, Melissa. I think these are very serious, and there's a lot of things that are out there that, you know, and unfortunately, you know, the having a 24-hour news cycle, you know, opinion becomes sometimes news. So we need to be really careful about this, and obscure data can be used to define sort of their point.
Manipulate
listeners.
Need to
be really
careful.
So I think you and I have enough relationship. We've been doing this around for 3 years now.
Yeah,
over
a little bit
more
than that. Yeah, you've stuck around, which is really nice of you. Thank you.
So I think one of the common themes that you and I have had is it's about common sense. And not only is there common sense sort of out there in the world, but there's common sense in each thing that we do. We have an understanding for it. We understand. We understand. You know, you understand media, radio, news, and I understand infectious diseases mm-hmm. and medicine. Those are the sort of areas that I've studied on. So I think using sort of that common sense and trying to put it into terms related to that. So the first thing is that, you know, common sense would be is that you have a virus, a very common virus called coronavirus, right? That's a very common virus that now has this novel mutation, the COVID-19, that we've been dealing with for 3 years. This virus itself has to follow certain rules. It just does. This is just the way it is. It's been studied. Viruses have been studied for years. Upper respiratory tract infections have been studied for years. It mutates and changes. The likelihood that a virus like this, again, something that's established, not novel, changes and becomes more virulent or more deadly is actually very, very, very unlikely. Most times, okay. Viruses want to live longer. They want to spread. And if you think about it, and I've used this example before, if you have someone who's really sick, they stay home. Someone who is mildly sick or has a cough or a cold still goes out. That in turn spreads to other people. That becomes the predominant strain. So things that are more infectious but less virulent or pathogenic are the ones that are going to spread more often. And that's sort of the common sense associated with it. So to assume that we're going to get something that's more aggressive really doesn't make a lot of sense. As for the vaccine itself, the vaccine is really about stimulating your immune system to respond to the virus. That's all it does. And that's why, so your body is now prepared to fight off this virus. And so if you get, you know, you get 3-4, it's really just giving your body a reminder to say, hey, look out for this virus. And when you see this virus, exactly, you need to attack this virus and then you need to eliminate it. You know, there's going to be obscure data, and it's always we learn in medical school and even in graduate school, we learn about statistics and how to manage those numbers. And I got to tell you, there's been a lot of things that have come out over the years that, you know, they manipulate the numbers a little bit. So I would have to dig into sort of any of the data that they looked at and said, okay, what's the power? What are the t-tests? What are all the other things that we learn in mathematics to understand really what this means? Because unfortunately, some people will use data, as you put perfectly. Sometimes people will use data to get to their own agendas. And we just need to be, because at our level and our community here needs to just understand that there's no widespread panic in relation to this. You know, right. do the things that are right. If you're concerned, wear a mask, wash your hands, and listen to Melissa on Thursdays.
but it's true, though, Dr. Brown, and that's why I appreciated Doug's email.
Or every day. Sorry,
right.
Melissa. Every
no,
day.
Listen.
Thursday in particular.
I know, but I appreciate it. But it's true, though, Dr. Brown, because even myself, I know that it's one of the things I love the most about doing this show is that I get to learn. I selfishly get to learn so much. And one of the things I have learned from you over the past 3+ years is the importance of what we grew up learning, which was if you have a question about medical things, go to your doctor. I mean, right. The problem is we have become, I'm putting air quotes around this one, experts in everything because we have information overload every second of every day. And right. Unfortunately, when you have that, that's why I love Doug's question. He said, I don't want to go on even reading this article until I hear from Dr. Brown because I trust his what he has said over the years and he's been spot on. And so that you have reiterated the fact that there are going to be millions and millions and millions of resources out there telling you different things, and it gets confusing. And so go to the basics. Go to the resources that you have trusted. Go to your primary care physicians. Mm-hmm. Go to them. Because, first of all, I'm no expert in infectious. I don't know anything. I know because I've learned from you. But we all think we're just brilliant geniuses in every single sector right. of every single thing. I can't tell you how many times I get phone calls that people could do this show better. Please, feel free to get up at 2:30 and do it better. I'm not saying I do it great.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean? We all think yeah. we're better than everybody at everything, and we know everything, but we
right.
don't. So I think you're proving the point, too, Dr. Brown, of not just common sense, but if you have questions about things, ask them of people like Dr. Brown. Go to your primary care physician. Ask those questions because it's scary. It is scary.
Right.
But that's where you should be getting your information, not from the World Wide Web.
And there's no I have no secondary gains. I mean, this is all, you know, again, this is really about, you know, what's better for our community. That's sort of the philosophy that I have. That's the philosophy of Griffin Health. It's really about what's the betterment for our patients, what's the betterment for our community. And we want to make sure that you guys are safe and have the right information.
Well, Dr. Brown, I appreciate you so much. Such an important topic, and I know it's something that is on the minds of many. So I appreciate you diving into it today, and I'm sure we will continue to see what happens with this new variant. Thank you so much, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brown of Griffin Health, right here on WICC.